Cash trade is a valuable commodity in the beef cattle marketplace these days. Cash trade as it relates to fed cattle especially, and it's been a commodity that's gotten in shorter and shorter supply. Well, that was what the six-hour committee meeting was all about at the Summer Cattle Industry Business Meeting in Denver at the Gaylord Rockies Resort. NCBA's Live Cattle Marketing Committee chewed on one another, chewed on the problem, and they came up with what you might call a compromise regarding price discovery. One faction bringing a resolution to the table saying that they wanted a regulatory legislative solution to be explored. The other side said, we want to keep the government out of this particular conversation as much as we possibly can. That was the reason for the six-hour conversation. At the end of the day, a compromise was developed that will give the voluntary approach a little longer to try to be worked out. If that doesn't work, triggers are being developed that would allow the industry, NCBA, to move toward possibly seeking regulatory help on price discovery. At the end of that meeting, cattle producers hung around for a while and talked about what had just happened. We caught up with Mike Weeks, president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, along with executive vice president Michael Kelsey, there in the middle of the action.
Well, I think everything ended up well, kind of how we kind of pictured it. It was great to see everybody kind of come together and work together coming into this thing. And there was a lot of good discussion, but, you know, you had two different sides and two different points of view. And I'm just glad that we could all work together for the betterment of the beef industry in order to come to a compromise that's going to be happy with all those involved.
Michael, as far as this, you know, these dates, it sounds like they were pretty specific on what they were wanting to try to accomplish. They put some real mile markers out there.
Yeah, I would agree with Mike 100%. This is the NCBA process. We come together, we hash these things out, we work on them, and we come to a reasonable solution moving forward. But you're right. So these are some pretty specific dates. One thing that everybody in this room agrees on is we need more cash price discovery. And so this gives us an opportunity to keep moving forward on that. These specific dates, October 1st is the first one that will be established by the working group. There's a series of triggers. We're going to keep trying to work voluntarily within the means of working as partners with our packer friends. But let's be clear, if our packer friends don't come along with us, then we have the opportunity to move forward with some other solutions that are a little bit more aggressive, if you will. Call them mandates, call them whatever you want, but this gives us an opportunity to pursue both channels of action and do so aggressively. So I think it's a reasonable compromise. I think it gives us a solution and a pathway forward, and I think it also demonstrates what the NCBA philosophy of all of us coming together from all over the country to work on this in a progressive manner.
That was Michael Kelsey. Before that, Mike Weeks. Michael Kelsey, of course, Executive VP of OCA. Mike Weeks, current president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Kelsey was one of those execs and a couple of former National Cattlemen's Beef Association presidents outside the room talking and trying to break the logjam of coming up with that compromise in a 30-minute, 5-minute recess. That was called by the chair of the committee in about the fifth hour of that six-hour marathon. First step out of this compromise will be to bring together a group of NCBA producer leaders to set up a number of triggers that would be kind of the rules of the game of moving forward on a voluntary basis to try to increase cash sales of fed cattle to improve price discovery. From the Summer Cattle Industry Meeting in Denver, I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.